Here is an example of how to interpret the D2D options. So FFmpeg defaults to displaying QPE. Simply looking at this output, we see there is a large area of greater than 1 inch in 3 hours, with isolated areas having upwards of 3 inches of rain in 3 hours. This information is useful for situational awareness, however, it does not tell us anything about the hydrological response. Therefore, your next move is to look at the ratio product. Remember, for this, we are interested in areas that are approaching or have exceeded 100%. If rain is continuing in the area, then also consider the areas of 80 to 90%, since they are close to exceeding FFG. With this methodology, we have narrowed our threats to the circled regions. Finally, use the difference display to see by how much FFG has been exceeded. In this example, within our areas of interest, we have generally exceeded FFG within 1 inch, but there are some areas exceeding by 1 to 2 inches, which is where the more significant flash flooding threat is located. So you see how this process helps you narrow down your flash flood threat, while providing details on magnitude that may be useful when considering your warning text.